Let's talk to the hero of the action yesterday at Hampden Park, where Hibernian defeated Dundee United 4-2 on penalties. Let's go to the man of the match, the star of the show, Remelton man Conrad Logan. Conrad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
How are you today?
Not too bad. A bit quieter than yesterday was, but no, I'm all good.
Well, how did it feel this morning, waking up when you came into the world this morning and you said, right, well, where am I and what happened yesterday? How did you feel like?
It was obviously great, like waking up this morning after such a good game and big result, and the phone's been going mad all day yesterday and all day today with people texting and messaging me. So it's a great feeling. Listen, in football, you have to enjoy the highs when they're there, because there's plenty of lows as well. So it was obviously in a bit of a high this morning off the back of yesterday.
Well, we'll continue talking about the high, but we will touch on the low as well from the last 16 months. But yesterday, you signed up for Hibernian. Their number one keeper out through suspension.
Uh-huh.
And you were selected to play in a massive game, Scottish Cup semi-final at Hampden Park. Did you ever dream of it?
I mean, yeah, as you say, obviously been out so long with the injury, and at this time of year with only a few games left, it was looking like it was going to be, look towards the summer and kick on in pre-season again, until I got the phone call a couple of weeks ago saying that the goalkeeper was suspended and there was a chance that you could play. They have a goalkeeper that's the number two up here, but we'd like to get someone in and compete and see what happens. So, I mean, for me, just to play any sort of game this year would have been great, a competitive match at whatever level it would have been. But it was special, obviously, for it to be such a competitive game at Scotland's National Stadium.
How did you get selected? You must have impressed in training, obviously.
I only found out, really, half an hour before the warm-up for sure that I was playing. There was obviously myself and the second choice, and I felt that I've trained well over the couple of weeks, and if I wasn't selected, it wasn't through training. I was happy with the way that I was there, and I thought I made a good impression. But they had a goalkeeper there that's the number two that they signed on a three-year deal that they obviously rate as well. So it would have been quite easy for them to play him and stick me on the bench, but I've got to be grateful for Alan Stubbs for making such a big call as well. Someone coming from not playing for 16 months to playing such a big game for the club, I'll be grateful for him for giving me the nod.
Did you play any reserve games or any other games for Hibernian?
I did. I played a reserve game or an under 20 game 2 weeks ago. It was on an AstroTurf, which wasn't ideal, but we played it. It was actually against, funny enough, it was against Dundee United as well. So I played that, which was, it was more, I think, just for me to get around, playing. It's all right training, but, a bit of match sharpness and a few crosses and kicking and different things that goalkeepers need for games. And it was a chance for the manager and his staff, I would think, to see what it was about and how I played and handled game situations. So obviously I'd done enough then and in training for him to pick me yesterday.
And you only knew a half an hour before the game that you were actually starting.
Yeah, I mean, the manager, he does that. It's not uncommon for him to do it every match. He waits until, pretty much his team talk on the day to name the squad. We'd done shape on Friday, and myself and the other goalkeeper kept changing positions, and he kept his cards close to his chest. He didn't give away too much. Listen, you're a professional, and treated last week as if I was playing until told otherwise, and you got to prepare for the game, and it was he only confirmed it, as I say, then half an hour before the warm-up.
And you played well during the match. I didn't actually see the match. I did see the penalty shootout. You played well during the game, by all accounts.
I got in the way of a couple. I've done all right. Got quite, a bit to do in the game. Most of them were actually one-on-one saves and blocks and that, so I managed to get out and, fortunately got in the way of a couple.
Well, that's one way of putting it, but I'm sure you have to be in the right place at the right time to do that.
Well, that's it. I mean, you just have to back yourself when them situations arise, and as I say, one day they go past you, the other day you get in the way, and you know, fortunately yesterday it went my way.
Well, you were really up for the penalty shootout because, you know, you're saying something to the first penalty taker, or were you just psyching yourself up?
I was giving him a little bit of, I was trying to make him a little bit more nervous than he would have been. It's something I've done before and it's worked for me previously when I was at Rochdale and other clubs. I've had a good run in penalties and a decent record, and I always think as a goalkeeper the pressure's off you, the pressure's on the striker, so to add a little bit more pressure on him, you know, can do no harm, and, you know, again, it worked out.
You made two fantastic saves, first time diving to your left and then for the second penalty diving to your right. Two very well saved penalties.
I mean, they're always good saves when you go the right way. I think penalties are one of them things. People say it can be a bad penalty when it's saved, but if a goalkeeper doesn't go the right way, it looks a good penalty sliding in the other corner. But listen, that, you know, you've got your little techniques that goalkeepers have, and you know, you go by whatever you think that the player's going to do, and you've got to, if you pick a side and you think they're going there, you've got to go and, you know, try and cover as much of the goal as you can. And you know, thankfully I got it right a couple of times.
Well, it was the winning of the match for Hibernian, because Hibernian continued to score and won 4-2 at the finish up. Must have felt great in the dressing room, and you being the star of the show.
It was brilliant. You know, the boys were buzzing in there after, and I mean, it's one of them, you know, in the penalty shootout, it's always great if your keeper can manage to save a penalty or two early on, and then you can take advantage of it, which the lads did. And I must say, I couldn't, from where I was standing during the penalties, it was hard to see, because I was just looking across the line to see where the penalties actually went that our boys hit. But all four of the penalties were top class, you know, they didn't really give the keeper much chance, so... you know, credit to them as well. But yeah, as I say, when we come in, the boys are buzzing, and you know, get to a cup final again, and the club haven't been there since, I think, 1902. They were telling me the last time that Hibs won the cup. So obviously, it's been a long time, and the fans and everyone at the club now are buzzing for the final.
What did your manager Alan Stubbs say to you?
Oh, he was just give us a hug and was obviously buzzing and that. But to be honest, we were both pulled from here to there doing media straight after the game, so I never actually got in the dressing room, so probably 15 or 20 minutes after the rest of the lads went in, so both of us were doing bits and bobs with the media. So but no, he's delighted. I mean, he's obviously, I just, you know, I thank him as well for giving me the opportunity and you know, giving me the chance to go out there.
So what's next now for Conrad Logan? You're staying on with Hibernian, I presume. Does it mean that you might continue on for the final in goals for Hibernian?
Hopefully. I mean, we've got Rangers on Wednesday now at home in the league as well, and it looks like we'll be in the playoffs to play second bottom in the Premier League as well, if we get that far. So there's a chance, obviously, getting promoted there as well. But listen, all you can do is do what you can on the pitch, and you know, when given the opportunity. So hopefully now I've given the manager something to think about, and he'll have a decision to make for Wednesday night, and you know, a decision hopefully for the final as well. And look, I've come up here. I haven't come up to sit about and be a cheerleader. Really, I've come up to try and impress and get games and get in the shop window. I signed initially for 2 months, and you know, hopefully the performance yesterday now will stand me in good stead for the rest of the season.
Is the number one keeper before you arrived, Mark Oxley, is he suspended, or has he served a suspension?
It was just for the cup game. Up here the rules are, if you get two bookings in the cup competition, you get suspended for the next game. So he got a booking in one of the early rounds, and he got a booking in the quarter final, so that was why he was suspended for that game.
Okay, so he's back available for selection.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but it's been a fantastic move for you to get up to Hibernian and to come and the time that you came and for the occasion as well.
Well, that's it. It's you know, it was set up for a big game, and you know, as I say, just glad I got in there and played in it, and you know, been out such a long time, as I said before, just any game would have been great this year, but for it to be that one was a good feeling.
Are you still a Leicester City player, or are you, you know, a free agent, or what's the position?
Yeah, my contract was up last summer, so when I was injured, I ran out of contract last summer, so I've technically left Leicester. Despite doing rehab there up until a couple of months ago, I still was in with the physios and that, getting treatment, but technically as a player, I finished the end of last June, so that's why I was a free agent and I was able to sign for Hibs for the 2 months, so that's it. Technically, I'm a Hibs player now until the end of the season.
Well, your former team are doing quite well. They drew today 2-2, but, you know, I suppose, are you a little disappointed that you got the injury and, you know, are not in a position to be staying on with Leicester that looked like winning the Premiership this year?
Oh, no, I mean, that's one of the things. That's the highs and lows of football, and things happen, and, you know, things happen for a reason as well. And I was out of contract, and obviously this season they've been flying, and, you know, hopefully they go on and win the league. But no, I'm delighted for them, and, you know, I wouldn't say I'm bitter or angry or annoyed or anything about the way it was. I had 15 years there, and, you know, for anyone to stay at a club that long, it's something I was proud of, and, you know, I'll always, you know, still live in Leicester, and you know, it'll be a great achievement if they can go on and win the league this season.
Well, you were involved with them for a good number of years, as you say. I'm just reading a piece here where it says, you know, in the last game of the 2012-13 season, you sat on the bench alongside Danny Drinkwater, Jamie Vardy, and the on loan Harry Kane. You were in good company there. You know, Drinkwater expected to play for England, Vardy the same, and Harry Kane, he's gone on to bigger and better things, and so have you in many respects.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad five-a-side team, would it, if you were if you were playing? But no, obviously them boys have gone on as well, and they've, you know, this season they've taken the Premier League by storm, all three of them. They've been fantastic, and probably all three of them will go to the Euros and play for their country. So it was obviously a couple of years ago, but, you know, it's just good to see everyone doing well.
I have a question in here from a listener. Will Connor ever play for Ireland again? You did play for Ireland, but not maybe the senior team?
No, I mean, something obviously I would love to do, but look, that's not for me to answer. I'd obviously love to play for my country. It'd be a fantastic achievement after obviously Paddy and Shea as well. It would be something that, you know, would be a proper dream, but, you know, I've been out a long time. I just need to get back playing football again, and if I can, you know, keep maybe playing this season and keep going next season or whatever, like, and it's up to the management and whoever does the selecting then to come and knock and have a phone call.
Well, I must say you did exceptionally well yesterday. Great performance. Long may it continue, and the best of luck in the future.
Lovely. Thank you, Miles.